This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, this isn't just a big deal. This is reparations. I cover the Jets and I cover them closely. This man has been through a lot. He's been a 1,000-yard receiver ever since he stepped into New York and playing for the New York Jets. But you talk about the multitude of coaches, different quarterbacks. You talk about systems where he pretty much was the main guy to be in the number two option. I watched this guy at the end of pressers, man, and you slowly saw the life drain from his eyes. But he never complained. He never pointed the finger. He showed up every Sunday and gave it his best. I love Garrett Wilson, and I love him as a Jet.
Willie Colon on Garrett Wilson, who signs a big extension earlier in the week with the Jets. And then today, you had this executives, coaches, scouts poll that ESPN's been running, and they ranked Wilson as the 10th best receiver in football. The problem for Garrett Wilson is he probably is not going to see the big numbers this year again. He just doesn't have the quarterback. I mean, for through 3 years, 1,100 yards, 1,000 or 1,000 yards, and 1,100 yards with 147, 168, and 154 targets. Like, he's getting the ball thrown his way, and he's playing excellent, but he just hasn't had that quarterback, and Justin Fields is a low-volume passer. The one thing that Wilson could have, though, is such a high percentage of what the Jets do offensively that he ends up getting there anyway. To be like, this is a guy to wonder about in fantasy. Like, he's amazing. In fantasy, you probably don't love him because you're not trustworthy of the offense. It is worth pointing out, though, 2 years ago in Chicago, Justin Fields only threw for 2,500 yards. He started 13 games. He threw 2,500 yards. His backup threw another 800, Bajan. So 3,000 total for the team. And DJ Moore still found his way to a 1,300-yard season. So still did get there. We talked about the Jets a little bit earlier. I kind of want to buy them. I want to buy into they're on the right path. I like the coach they hired. And even Fields. Fields is, he's the ultimate test of how valuable is rushing in the NFL, because for a quarterback, he gives you nothing in terms of processing the game and going through his reads and making the right decisions on who to throw the ball to. If you don't tell him before the snap who to throw it to, you're probably not getting a very good result. Or he's going to take off and run. And he's been able to do that. He's had a 1,000-yard season running the ball. So, like, I like him enough to think they could be competitive, but we went through their schedule earlier, and I don't see it. Not with the opponents that they have to face. Speaking of the AFC East and of ESPN, they have their receiver ranking today, and then also Don Van Natta of ESPN has a story about Bill Belichick. And he is responding, firing back, if you will, at Robert Kraft. It is interesting that in the post-Brady Belichick era in New England, all the years of, well, who really is more, who's more to do with the dynasty? Who should get more credit, Brady or Belichick? I mean, that was a July sports debate for years. And that ends with the Patriots, and there is no retroactive debating Brady versus Belichick. And it's all Kraft versus Belichick. But it's those two that are doing it themselves. It's not, you know, random radio guy having the conversation who's more to do with the dynasty. It's Kraft saying it, and then it's Belichick responding. Kraft, with his Apple documentary and other comments that he has made, like, very clearly wants it to be known that he was running the show, that he should get a lot of the credit. And he is not in the Hall of Fame, I don't believe. No, he's not, because he wants to be in the Hall of Fame. But he's not. And he's saying these things about Belichick. So the other day, he's on Julian Edelman's podcast, and he's talking about how big a risk he took in hiring Belichick. And, like, pretty critical terms. Like, not really willing to give Belichick a lot of credit. Kraft said, quote, "I gave up a number one draft pick for a coach that had won a little over 40% of his games to get him out. I think Bill Belichick coming to New England in 1999 was a big risk, and I got hammered in the Boston area, but he was here for 24 years, and we did okay." So he's kind of right there. He's saying, yeah, Bill wasn't a great coach when I hired him. 40% of his games he won. I brought him here, and I made him into Bill. Like, it's kind of the vibe he's given off. Belichick, who is often not participating in things like this, through Don Van Natta, is saying, no, you didn't take the risk. I took the risk. Belichick saying, quote, "As I told," even the way some of this is being put, like, those two are not, cannot be friendly right now. Belichick, quote, "As I told Robert multiple times through the years, I took a big risk by taking the New England Patriots head coaching job. I already had an opportunity to be a head coach of the New York Jets. I had been warned by multiple previous Patriots coaches, as well as other members of other NFL organizations and the media, that the New England job was going to come with many internal obstacles." That's Belichick responding to Kraft. All of it is, like, whatever, right? All of it is, like, just two old men fighting at the end of it on who should get the credit.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I do kind of enjoy it, too. If you hated the Patriots growing up, to see them, you know, I don't know if they hate each other, but the infighting, like none of them are really, I guess Brady is on good terms with everybody involved, but at the end here, like it was a messy divorce. It was a messy end to it all. You know, that conversation about Brady and Belichick, who was more to do with the dynasty, I wonder if that is ever going to be a Chiefs conversation. It became one for the Patriots. I don't even know why it really became one for the Patriots, just because they were the best two on, you know, at their positions. The best coach ever, by many account, not by mine. And Brady, the best quarterback ever, by many. So it's inevitable you're going to debate who's more, you know, who was better. Will that ever happen for Kansas City? Maybe it's just not, it's too early in it. Or is it not, is it that, you know, what do I have to wait? To get to the fifth Super Bowl before that becomes a talking point? Does Reed have to retire? Because I don't hear that about Kansas City.
I wonder how quick, if Mahomes continues to be subpar the way that he is, how quick that happens to them.
You think that might accelerate it? That's a good point.
Right, because when Brady was
never down.
Bad.
He was never down.
And Mahomes hasn't been bad, but he's not been what he's sort of brought in. Like, he's not what everybody's thought of him as these last 2 years. And so I wonder how quick people will turn on that and maybe think,
yeah,
were we fooled a little bit by Reed? And, like, Mahomes is good, but he's not Brady. Like, I don't know that that's the case, but
yeah.
I think the more time we spend with Mahomes being where he's at with his game right now, I think the more people will trickle their way over to that thought process.
Yeah, that might be right. Like, did Brady ever have, I'm looking right now,
like, just whatever year other than the injuries?
Tom Brady, looking out through his career, like, did he ever have two seasons as mid as Mahomes just had? Let's just use passer rating just for sake of it. 92.6 and 93.5. Did Brady ever have two seasons below that? From 2009 to... They're mixed in here. Never back-to-back, really. But early in his career, he didn't necessarily have the big, big numbers. Once he takes that step, once he goes nuclear in 2007, though, like...
Right, from then on, it's kind of...
2013, he's dominant. At 87. That's kind of a mid-year, maybe, you could argue. You go a little bit further, I'm at 2019 then, and then he's 42
right
at that point, and then the bounce back in Tampa. So, right, you never really had the two-year period like that. And also, any of those Brady years where he was down a little bit, 2013, this was true. 2019, they lose in the wild card round, right? to the Titans. All of those years where Brady's down, they don't win.
Exactly.
And these last 2 years with Mahomes not putting up the same type of production, they win anyway.
That's what I was going to ask, is what was the record for the Patriots in those years where he struggled?
Like, they were great. They were 12-4.
Right, but they weren't,
and won
15-2.
They also didn't go far in the playoffs those
right.
years. Like, 2013, they lose in the second round, divisional yeah. round of the playoffs.
I think that that's a – it's. I'd be keeping an eye on that this as soon as this year. If Mahomes comes out and does a similar song and dance of like, I'll win us games, but I'm not going to dominate the way that I have. I would not be surprised to start seeing people go like, is Andy Reid maybe a little more responsible for this than you think?
I'm almost already there. I might be ready to take up that flag. Listen, Mahomes is unbelievable. I did put a poll up early in the week. Is he overrated? And I think he's one of the, three best talents at the position ever.
Yeah.
But. Right. You know the big difference between Reed and Belichick for this for me? It really is, what did you do without the guy? What did you do without your kingpin quarterback?
Right.
Because Belichick, as I guess Robert Kraft is even willing to point out, without Tom Brady, Belichick had a losing record and a lower win percentage than like Joe Philbin and Rex Ryan.
Right.
Like bad coaches. Andy Reid, without Mahomes, did not win a Super Bowl, but wasn't every Andy Reid team good before Mahomes showed up, except for like two?
Yeah.
Over the course of 20 years? It's like two bad Andy Reid teams. He was constantly in the playoffs, constantly in conference championship games, made it to the Super Bowl with, you know, I mean, Donovan McNabb was pretty good.
Right.
Alex Smith was okay. Reid doing so well before Mahomes showed up, even though he didn't win. Again, it's not to take all credit away from Mahomes. It just, if you're comparing all these guys together, like, if you ask me right now, I think Andy Reid's the best coach of all time. I'd at least put him above Belichick.
Right.
You wanna throw Joe Gibbs at me or, like, Lombardi, whatever, like, we can go down that road. But if I'm comparing him to Belichick, I think Andy Reid's better.
Right.
I think he's done more without his guy. I think he's, you know, the level of success by year, at least. He hasn't done it for as long.
Consistency.
With his top quarterback. It's been on par with what New England did in their first 6-7 years together. So, do I want to carry the flag of... Because I want to do Mahomes as system quarterback.
No, that
there was a little of that for Brady.
Yeah.
And it was always a joke. So, I don't want to do that. But I might, you know...
Yeah, I
want to give Reid more credit than I think even Belichick would have gotten.
I like it.
But how aggressively do I want to put it? I haven't decided yet.
Yeah, we'll workshop.
But we'll workshop it. It's still July 16th. We've got time.
Exactly.
803-0550, the phone number. Extendo Sports coming back here, and we'll get you off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.